From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The sound of New Orleans jazz is unmistakable, and if you're in New Orleans, there's one place you're sure to find it, Preservation Hall. The place is famous for its music, but as one of the oldest surviving buildings in the French Quarter, it's not much to look at.
It's a very humble environment. You actually walk in through the old carriageway, and to your left, you'll find a very small room that only fits about 70 people. Wooden floor, a few benches. It's very Quaker in that rugged way. And there's no air conditioning or heating, no running water, no microphones or amplification. You're literally sitting at the feet of musicians, which is one of the beautiful things about New Orleans music is the participation that takes place between the audience and the music. There really is no separation in New Orleans.
That's Ben Jaffe, and he knows his way around Preservation Hall. He grew up there. His father, Alan Jaffe, helped launch it back in 1961 as a way to keep the New Orleans sound alive. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band has now released a box set called Made in New Orleans. As collections go, it's a bit unusual. The large box is full of mementos, snapshots, business cards, handwritten notes, even a restaurant receipt for a lunch order of oysters. They're all vintage reproductions that capture the Preservation Hall history. And of course, there's a CD of new and old recordings from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. This project started in 2005, but then Hurricane Katrina hit, and that changed everything. After the storm, Ben Jaffe took a trip out to the legendary Sea Saint Studios. All the early Preservation Hall recordings were made and stored there, and their fate was uncertain because the studio sits in the Gentilly neighborhood, one of the hardest-hit areas. Jaffe wore a face mask and boots when he went back to Sea Saint to protect against the mold and the standing water, and he carried a flashlight so he could spot what was left.
I found the tape room, and I found hundreds of master tapes there. And, of course, the worst had happened, that all of these master tapes, the Fats Domino, the Meters, Neville Brothers, they had all ended up underwater. And as I made my way up the shelf with my flashlight, miraculously, the Preservation Hall tapes had been stored above the top shelf. They had ended up about 3 inches above the waterline.
What was that like for you when your eyes went forward and you realized that there were tapes that were above the waterline? They'd been saved.
My heart started racing. When I had seen all of the damaged tapes, I felt like I was in a church that had been destroyed. I mean, this was my church. These were the bands that I grew up listening to, and they gave me all of the joy in my life. And to see something that was so precious gone forever, I haven't been able to process it. When I found the Preservation Hall tapes, the first thing I want to know is, did they make it? What survived and what's on those tapes?
Take my hand, precious dog, lead me on, let me stand.
I was so surprised to find that they had all survived, and I never wanted to lose that again. I wanted to share those with everybody, and that really is when we started thinking about this project and started thinking about how do you incorporate music recorded 40 years ago into music that's recorded today. And I realized, to me, New Orleans is the past, the present, and the future all at the same time.
Take my hand, press it long, and lead me on.
Ben, there's one song called Over in Glory Land, and it has new tracks that are sung over an older recording from Sea Saint Studios. It was produced by your father, Alan Jaffe, in 1976.
If you get there before I do, over in the glory land.
The funny thing about this recording is when I first listened to it, I was so upset because for some reason the vocal microphone wasn't on the original recording. I don't know if they were testing it or there was a short in the microphone. Anyway, it turned out to be the best thing that could have possibly happened because I ended up getting to produce a track with my dad, who's no longer alive.
Over in the glory land. Over in the glory land. With the mighty host I stand.
Preservation Hall reopened in April of 2006. It's now open 4 days a week. What's going on there? I understand that you're open, but revenue's down quite a bit.
It is down quite a bit. All over the city, we haven't seen our primary source of revenue in the city, which was tourism and the convention business, has not returned.
You know, it's a tough question to ask, but if the revenue at Preservation Hall is down by 70%, how do you keep this going?
I keep it going because I feel that it's the most important thing that I've ever done in my life. Keeping it open is a symbol not only to myself but to the city of how important this is to us and to the musicians of New Orleans and the role that it's played. Yes, revenue's down. We've lost money these past years. We've making an investment in our future, not just financial future, but in our own personal future and in terms of being satisfied with what we will have in the future. I mean, it's ours to save today for ourselves.
Blow, wind, blow, till that judgment day.
Ben, it's been wonderful to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Till that judgment day.
Ben Jaffe is the creative director for Preservation Hall. You can hear songs from the Made in New Orleans box set and watch vintage concert footage at our music site, npr.org/music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.